Okay, this week's parsha is Parshas Tzav. I was looking back at my old drushas from Parshas Tzav, and I have none. The reason I have none is because it's always Shabbos HaGadol or Zachar. So it's always I'm either always giving a Shabbos HaGadol drasha and Tzav or Parshas Zachar drasha. This year it happens to be Parshas Parah as well. So let's talk a little bit about Parah. There is a medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah that tells us that Amar Rebbe Shmuel Diskan B'Shem Rebbe Levi, I'll call Davar Davar Sheyomar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Amar Lo Tumasa V'Taraso. Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu about another type of Tumah, he also taught him about how to be Metaher from that Tumah. Kivin Shigil LaParshas Amar LaKohanim Amar Lo Moshe Ribono Shel Olam Im Nitma Zeh B'Matei Taraso. They got to Parshas Amar where we learn about the Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei to a dead body. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ribono Shel Olam, how do you become Tahor from becoming Tamei to a dead body? Where does that happen? Lo Hishiva, Ba'osasha, Lo Hishiva, Hashem didn't answer him. Ba'osasha Niskarkamu Panov Shel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu became very nervous. Kivin Shigia, the Parsha's Parah Aduma. But then he got to the Parsha of Parah Aduma. Amla Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ba'osasha Shemarta Lachamar Lakwana, Vamarta Li, Imnitma Mete Taraso, Lo Shafticha. Zo Taraso. That Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, remember that conversation we had where I told you about Tumas Meis and you said, Oy vey, where's the Tara going to be? And I didn't respond to you? Here's the response. It's Parah Aduma. Very strange conversation. Weren't there other parts of Torah whose details aren't all explained in one spot? Why is this unique that Hashem says, oh, there's a Tumah of Tumas Meis, but I'm not going to tell you how the Tara happens. And then only later it's revealed to him. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu was confident that every other type of Tumah had a Tara? Why wasn't he confident that this type of Tumah had a Tara as well? What was unique about the Tara of Parah Aduma? Second of all, there's another Medrash. The Medrash says, Yihi libi tamim b'chukecha, ze chukas ha-pesach v'chukas Parah Aduma. Lama, sheshnein domen zeleze, that both Pesach and Parah Aduma are similar to each other. They both are called a chuka, and we don't know which is the greater chuka, says the Medrash. Mashal lebeis matronos domel, sheyimahalchos shteyan ka'achas. If you had two noble women that were walking together, Nero's shavos, they would seem to be of equal stature. Mi gedola mizu, who's the greater of the two of them? Osa shechaverta malava osa adesa v'olechas achareha. It's the one who accompanies the other one all the way to her house, and then, you know, and makes sure to walk her all the way home. So you know the one that's being walked all the way home, that's the greater one. Kach bepesach nemer b'chuka u'bar nemer b'chuka u'mi gedola. Which is greater, the chukas hapara or the chukas hapesach? Hapara she'ochle pesach tzrichin la. The para is greater because those who eat the carbon pesach require the para. So since the para is the one that gives support and allows for pesach to happen, that's how you know that the para is more special. Question is, what exactly is the specific connection between chukas hapesach and chukas hapara? They don't really seem to be to have the same ideas behind them, to be the same type of halacha whatsoever. So there is a yesod. Also, by the way, the Medrash calls it chuka chakakti, gezera gazarti. Chuka chakakti means I have engraved this law. Not I have written this law, I have engraved this law. Well, why is this a law that is engraved more so than the rest of Torah, which is written? So the idea, I think, to answer these questions is as follows. Generally speaking, a karban is meant to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by either repairing a damaged relationship or enhancing an existing relationship. The person does that by bringing a reyach nichoach to Hashem in the house of Hashem. The Parah Aduma represents a kapara for the egel, right? The Medrash gives the mashal of a mother cleaning up after a child. But Parah Aduma is unique in that it's not brought in the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't seem like a carbon at all. There's nothing that's burnt on the Mizbeach that serves as a Reach Nichalach. So in what way is a Parah Aduma a kapara for anything? And perhaps the explanation is as follows. There are two ways that one can remove sin or that one can overcome Avera. One way is to draw himself away from the physical construct within which he sinned. Draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, distance oneself from the sin. And that's what a normal carbon accomplishes. Where did I do the Avera? I did the Avera in my house, in my kitchen, in my bedroom, whatever. I did the, and where am I doing the Kapara? In the Beis HaMikdash, with Kedusha, Vitahara, Kohanim Bavodasam, Leviim Betulchanam, I go to the holiest place, and that's where I'm mechaper for sin, by going as far away from the location where I sinned as possible, and elevating myself to a new level. But there's another way to atone for sin, and that is by attacking sin at its very source, to find the root of the problem, and instead of staying away from it, find within that circumstance, and that place, and that activity, the inherent kedusha within the physical world where we had sinned, and transform that sin into kedusha. And that's what the Parah Aduma represents. Tumas Meis is the Avi Avos HaTumah. To be Metahir, we don't bring a carbon, we purify the person directly, we go right at the person. The word Tameh comes from the word Tam, Tes Mem, which means hidden. Rabbi Ari Waxman once pointed out that a person that's called a Metumtam is someone whose intellect is closed. A Tumtum is someone whose sexual identity is hidden. Tahar implies clarity, transparency. The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph talks about the Tiaro Shel Mizbeach, the part of the Mizbeach that's most visible. When dealing with the ultimate Tumah, we have to realize that the Tumah represents that there's hidden Kedusha, that it's covering over something that's holy. Hashem is there, but we need to be Metaher at its source. And that's the secret of Parah Aduma. Something that's engraved is very different than something that's written upon. Writing doesn't change the actual surface. It just covers it up with ink. The paper remains paper. But when something is engraved, the very writing becomes part of the stone upon which it is engraved. When relating to the Parah Aduma, we speak of a self-contained unit, not some external influence. It's because the Parah Aduma reflects our ability to find Kedusha within ourselves, not by looking elsewhere. And that's part of what makes Klal Yisrael unique. We don't only achieve Kedusha by separating from the physical world, going to our temples and our holy places and worshipping there and achieve Kedusha over there. We achieve Kedusha by finding the hidden Kedusha within our physical world. We are Mitaher Es HaTameh by exposing the hidden Kedusha. And that, perhaps, is what confused Moshe Rabbeinu. He saw a sin that needed to be corrected. He saw a Tumah that needed to be corrected. And he couldn't find anything in all of Sefer Vayikra, which deals with Karbanos, that teaches about fixing Tumas Meis. And that was confusing for him. I don't understand. Every other Tumah in Sefer Vayikra, there's a way to resolve it. So where's the solution over here? And then in Sefer Bamidbar, which deals with the Kedusha of the Machne Yisrael, our ability to have Kedusha in our encampments, not just in our temples, that's the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to explain to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look where this Tahara is achieved. Not in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not achieved on the Mizbeach. It's the whole process is done on the neighboring mountain. This explains the connection between Karban Pesach and Parah Aduma. The primary mitzvah of Karban Pesach is not really the hakrava. It is a karban, and it is hukraf, but that's not really the primary mitzvah of the Karban Pesach. The primary mitzvah of the Karban Pesach is the achila that we do in our own homes, a physical act which is done in the context of where we live, our daily lives, and with the people who we spend our daily lives. We elevate ourselves to Kedusha at the very source of our Tumah. And that's perhaps the prevailing message of Parah Aduma, that within the real life world that we live, within the context that we live, we are able to uncover the Kedusha that is Metumtam, that is sometimes otherwise closed, and open it up and find that Tiaro Shel Mizbeach, that clarity and that sense of purpose within which within the lives that we live on a day-to-day basis. So we should be zocha to take that message. You know, I always point out this time of year, and I'll close with this, that we just changed the clocks recently. We have these long Shabbos afternoons. Shabbos afternoons is a time that, you know, you could do anything Shabbos afternoon. You start davening the same time, you finish davening the same time, you start your lunch the same time, you finish your lunch the same time. But now you have all these extra hours. So what are you going to do? Just vulgar around the house for a few extra hours? Or we have the opportunity, if you made it to shul 4 o'clock for mincha throughout the winter months, maybe you can make it to shul 4 o'clock for mincha for learning during the summer months, and you have all these hours to be able to sit and learn, to be able to accomplish within the same construct of a regular Shabbos. We can find so much more kedusha and so much to add to our weekly experience. I wish everyone a good and holy Shabbos.